Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Salem's Shenanigans. Chapter 1, The Not-So-Spooky Tale. Salem lounged on the old wooden porch of the creaky house on Gloomwood Drive. He stretched his sleek black form, his emerald eyes gleaming with mischief. Kids in various Halloween costumes would cautiously approach, shooting fearful glances at Salem, who would lazily flick his tail and let out a half-hearted hiss. They would shriek and giggle, convinced they'd encountered an actual spooky cat. Just as Salem was about to settle into another yawn, a peculiar sight stumbled into his view, a rather rotund pumpkin with a crookedly carved grin, wobbling side to side. Salem narrowed his eyes. "Aren't you a bit early to be tipsy, Jack?" Salem drawled, more to himself than anyone else. The pumpkin tottered closer and stopped, turning its glowing face towards him.
"Hi there, I'm Jack. I'm here because, well, I'm supposed to be scary,"
Jack announced proudly before promptly rolling over and ending up in the petunias. Salem rolled his eyes and padded over to the clueless pumpkin. "You're doing a fine job, Jack, if the aim is to scare plants. Up you go." Jack wobbled back to an upright position, his garish grin flickering in the night air.
"I've got to scare the kids, right? I'm sure that's how Halloween works."
"Sure," Salem said with a hint of sarcasm. "Try not to fall apart while you're at it." As the night grew darker, a group of giggling kids approached the house, their eyes wide and fingers ready to ring the doorbell. Jack puffed up, as much as a pumpkin could, and let out a courageous boo before accidentally tipping over again. The kids burst into laughter, some of them leaning on each other for support. Salem facepawed, shaking his head in disbelief. "Good grief, Jack, I think you're about as scary as a fluffy bunny." Just then, Salem's keen eyes noticed a pack of teenagers further up the street. They were huddled together, casting glances toward his house and whispering conspiratorially. Ah, the mischief makers were already plotting. "Well, Jack, it seems we've got more than just kids to deal with tonight," Salem said, eyes still fixed on the teenagers. "Better stay on your stem." Jack beamed, completely oblivious to the darker undercurrents of Halloween night.
"Okay, Salem. What do I do?"
Salem sighed. "Just try to stay upright for now. We'll handle them together." The teens, not yet aware they were observed, continued plotting as they rounded the corner toward Salem's house. This Halloween night promised to hold more tricks than treats. Chapter 2, Trickster Tactics. Salem watched the teenagers from his perch as they crept up Gloomwood Drive. He flicked his tail thoughtfully, calculating. He could almost hear the gears turning slowly in Jack's hollow head.
"We're going to need a plan, Pumpkinhead," Salem murmured.
Jack turned to him, his glowing grin appearing almost excited.
"What's the plan, Salem?"
Salem rolled his eyes. "The plan is to outwit those kids. Watch and learn." He gave a low, ominous hiss that would have made Poe proud. Jack nodded vigorously, nearly toppling himself again.
"I'm ready."
Salem showed Jack what he thought was a foolproof scheme. The first step was setting a tripwire, something simple that those sneaker-wearing tricksters wouldn't see in the dark. Jack, eager to help, managed to get himself thoroughly entangled in the wire.
"Jack, you're supposed to set the tripwire, not tie yourself in knots," Salem grumbled.
"I'm trying," Jack replied, wriggling to free himself. Salem sighed deeply, helping extricate the pumpkin. Next, Salem instructed Jack to swap out the candy in the bowls with some cleverly hidden traps. Jack's enthusiasm led to utter chaos. Candy ended up scattered in the decorations, spider rings were wedged into the porch railing, and fake eyeballs were inexplicably in the mailbox.
"Well, at least it looks festive," said Salem dryly.
The teens drew nearer, careful not to make a sound. They were a sorry bunch of would-be delinquents, thinking they were too smart for a mere cat. Salem snickered to himself. They had no idea what he was capable of. As the first teen reached for the doorbell, Salem activated his final trap, a pulley system that involved brooms, buckets of confetti, and fake bats attached to springs. The intention was for it to create a veritable storm of fright. Instead, the pulley system malfunctioned spectacularly, sending brooms flailing in all directions and confetti clouds into the air. The fake bats sprung inwards, colliding into Jack, who yelped in terror. The chaotic mess resulted in Jack and Salem flying through the air to land in a soft pile of dry leaves. The teens looked at each other, stunned, before bursting into uproarious laughter. They sauntered away, shaking their heads at the bizarre trap that had misfired so spectacularly. Salem coughed out a leaf while Jack grinned, picking random confetti bits off himself. "Did we win?" Jack asked innocently. "Sure, Jack," Salem said with a resigned smirk. "Sure we did." Chapter 3. Pandemonium Parade. The town's Halloween parade was in full swing, and Salem found himself reluctantly trotting beside the overly enthusiastic Jack. The two had been heralded as unexpected heroes after their chaotic rescue of the runaway spider float. If only the townsfolk knew what really happened. Salem whispered to Jack, "Stick close. Don't touch anything that looks important." Jack nodded, his face aglow with excitement. "Got it." They navigated through the crowd, dodging between legs and costume trains. Suddenly, an overenthusiastic mime troupe appeared. Jack, mesmerized by their exaggerated movements, wandered too close and ended up mimicking them. "Jack, they're not going to do anything interesting. Come on," Salem urged, pointing with his tail. But as fate would have it, Jack managed to get himself encased in an imaginary box, much to the amusement of nearby onlookers. It took Salem's sharp claws to puncture the enthusiasm, setting Jack free from his imaginary trap. "You're supposed to scare people, remember?" Salem muttered, shaking his head. As they approached the town square, the sounds grew more boisterous. Bells, whistles, and laughter mixed with the scent of caramel apples and popcorn. Jack's eyes went wide with awe. "Look at all the lights, Salem, and the smells. Have you tried that popcorn?" Jack babbled on, almost tripping over his own stem. Salem rolled his eyes, but couldn't entirely suppress a small, affectionate grin. "Stay focused, Jack." The excitement peaked when a parade float shaped like a giant spider started to break loose from its tether. People gasped and shrieked, scrambling to get out of its path as it rolled ominously down the street. "Jack, we've got to stop that thing," Salem barked. "How?" Jack asked, wobbling in confusion. Using every bit of agility he had, Salem darted through the frantic crowd, aiming to intercept the runaway float's path. Jack followed, more like bounced, close behind him. They managed to position themselves in its trajectory, hoping their presence could divert the movement. As luck would have it, just as the giant spider threatened to cause mass hysteria, Jack tripped and rolled directly into its path. The float bumped into him, causing it to swerve sharply and finally crash into a haystack, saving the town square from utter chaos. A massive cheer erupted. The whole crowd burst into applause for Salem and Jack, who stood dazed but upright in the middle of the hay. Did we do it? Did we save the parade? Jack asked, his voice quivering with a mixture of fear and exhilaration. Salem looked at the cheering crowd and then at Jack. For once, he felt a warm sense of pride. "Yeah, we did, Jack. We really did." Chapter 4. The Unlikely Heroes. Salem and Jack were the unexpected stars of the mayor's Halloween after-party, much to Salem's chagrin and Jack's utter delight. The grand hall of the mayoral residence was decorated with every conceivable Halloween decoration, from faux cobwebs to hanging bats, and the smell of pumpkin spice wafted through the air. Mayor Mirth, a portly gentleman with a perpetual twinkle in his eye, shook hands with Jack. "You've got quite the spirit, young pumpkin. And you, Salem," he added, "are quite the brains behind the bravery." Salem gave a non-committal nod. "Just doing my job," he said humbly, though inwardly he felt a glimmer of pride. The evening wore on with laughter and chatter. But lurking in the shadows, the teen tricksters from earlier were plotting one final prank. They ducked behind curtains and under tables, preparing their last-ditch effort at Halloween mischief. Salem, with his sharp senses, caught the scent of trouble before anyone else did. He nudged Jack. "Stay alert, they're here." Jack's eyes widened. "What do we do?" "We do what we did all night, the unexpected," Salem replied with a confident flick of his tail. Suddenly, the teens sprang their trap, releasing a torrent of water balloons aimed directly at Salem and Jack. With feline agility, Salem dodged to the left, hurling himself at the lead prankster. Jack, on the other hand, slipped on the wet floor, crashing into the table holding a massive fruit punch bowl. The punch flew through the air in an arc and landed perfectly on top of the head teen, soaking him from head to toe. The crowd erupted into laughter, clapping and cheering. The soaked prankster looked around, bewildered, as Mayor Mirth approached. "Looks like the tables have turned, eh?" The mayor chuckled, patting Salem on the head. "You've done it again." Jack, who had managed to right himself, was grinning ear to carved ear. Salem looked at him, a mixture of exasperation and admiration in his eyes. "Jack, you may be the most clumsy pumpkin I've ever met, but you've got heart." Jack beamed. "Thanks, Salem. I couldn't have done any of it without you." The mayor cleared his throat, drawing the attention of the room. "Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you our local legends of Halloween night, Salem and Jack." He handed them a trophy shaped like a witch's hat, resplendent with glitter and faux gems. Salem looked at Jack and then at the trophy, his heart swelling with a rare warmth. This ragtag night had turned out better than he could have ever expected. Halloween hadn't been about just trick-or-treating. It had been about finding unexpected friends and embracing the chaos together. As the crowd cheered and the night wound down, Salem and Jack stood side by side, unlikely heroes forever etched into the Halloween lore of Gloomwood Drive. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.